We hear so much talk about back pain, many different causes of back pain, of course, and different causes need different treatments. And I thought this afternoon we'd speak to an expert in this area. He's a qualified physiotherapist. He's also the author of a book called Back Pain, How to Get Rid of It Forever. Now, if you have a question, by all means, you can get to the phones right now. Our number's 13 13 32. His name is John Perrier, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line. John, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Stuart. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you very much for your time. I mentioned many different causes of back pain. What are some of the most common that come your way?
Look, I guess broadly speaking, back pains come in three main categories. First of all, there's trauma. So you've had an accident, a car accident, a football tackle, some sort of nasty fracture.
Yeah.
Secondly, there's what I guess you just call miscellaneous, where it's a whole bunch of things which cause spinal pain, like, say, cancer, or can imitate it, like, say, an appendicitis or a lung condition, something like that. But thirdly and most importantly, in the vast majority of people that present to a doctor or a physio or whoever with a sore back, it's simply just a cause of wear and tear, the years
right.
taking their toll.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about wear and tear, is there a lot you can do for that?
Look, absolutely. There's a whole heap of things. Really, from a treatment point of view, what we look at doing is trying to reverse that wear and tear. Maybe not all the way back to when it was perfect when you're in your teens.
Yeah.
But if you had a good day a month or two ago, we've just sort of got to get it back to there and keep it there.
Right, yeah.
And
yep.
The second strategy is, of course, trying to prevent that wear and tear from building up again. So changing whatever it was about your body, how it's put together, or changing the things that you're doing to prevent that wear and tear continuing.
Yeah, all right. Now, you've got a website as well if people want some more details, and obviously information on your book is there as well. It's called physioworks.com.au. We have got some people phoning through as well, so do you mind if we have a listen to some of their inquiries, John?
No, far away.
All right, terrific. John Perrier is our special guest. He's a physiotherapist, the author of Back Pain, How to Get Rid of It Forever, and we'll take some of your calls right now. Rohini, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Stuart. How are you?
Fine, thank you. John's listening.
Hi, Rohini.
Hi. I had a surgery done, a fusion done in October the 21st last year. Now, I used to have shooting pain going towards my legs and lower legs, so that pain is gone, but since the surgery, my back pain is constantly 24/7. I cough, I sneeze, I cannot take a side when I'm in bed. It really kills. It hasn't gone. I'm taking, getting physio done at the moment, also doing hydro, and now I've been referred to a pain management person.
Right.
This pain, I never used to have this one before. It's just changed my whole lifestyle.
Right. Look, that's a tough one. First of all, the surgery that you had, and what you found is that surgery is really only good for getting rid of leg pain.
Yes.
If you go to your surgeon or specialist or whoever mm-hmm. and say, "Doctor, I've got this screaming pain right in the middle of my back," generally you can't do any surgery, because what it really all it's good for is to release the nerve. Well, in general terms, what it's for is to release the pain on the nerve that's going down your leg. So, first of all, it's good that you got rid of the leg pain.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got some other major troubles. Now, the fact that it's really sore when you do simple things like cough and sneeze and twist in bed, all those things, really scream at me one big word: instability. Now, that means some backs hurt because the bones won't bend enough, okay, so you bend, or they're stuck together, they're rusted. Okay, other ones hurt because things move around too much. Now, yours definitely sounds like the second. So what you need is probably not a whole heap of stretching and mobilizing and back cracking and all that sort of thing, but you've got to get it stabilized. It could even be the level above where you had the fusion. Obviously, that one's not going to be unstable, but the one above. So I'm talking deep tummy exercises, Pilates-style programs, maybe braces, and lots of ice. Okay, even though you've had your pain for a while, the ice will tend to help consolidate that injury rather than the heat, which will boost and stretch it. So there's a few things to keep in mind.
All right.
Yeah, it's a burning pain I'm getting, it, and it's there all the time. It's really, really affecting everything, every part of my body.
Look, this is going to be tough, particularly once you've had surgery. Things get even tougher to fix, and that's generally outlined to you before the surgery, that, look, we'll be able to fix some of this, probably not all of it. Look, it is tougher, but if you kind of head down those principles I talked about of stabilising it, the tummy exercises, the Pilates, and lots of ice, even a couple of hours at a time, two or three times a day just helps to consolidate it and decrease the inflammation. Fingers crossed, it won't be easy.
All right, good luck to you, Rohini. Thank you very much for your calls. We'll try and get through a few more calls. John Perry is a qualified physiotherapist. His book is Back Pain, How to Get Rid of It Forever. Mike, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Mike.
Hi, Mike, what's the trouble?
Hi, John. I've got this back pain. I'm an accountant, and so I spend a lot of time sitting down. I sit in my car travelling to work. I spend most of the time at the desk. And, I mean, I've tried exercise. I've seen a chiropractor. I've seen acupuncturists. But I get pain in my lower back and also my shoulder blades. I was wondering if there's anything else I could try.
Look, the first thing that springs to mind, obviously you're sitting for a lot, Mike. You said you exercise, so you've got that part covered, because backs do like to be kept moving. There's nothing they hate more than being held in the same posture all day. Imagine if you grabbed your little finger, and you can try this out there. You grab the finger and pull it back, not so much that it hurts, but just so you can feel it stretching. Now, of course it doesn't hurt, but if you kept it there for 8 hours, you wouldn't be surprised if it hurt a little. Now, don't just do it today, but do that every day for the next 10 years. Pull your little finger back.
It's a good analogy for sure, John,
Yeah, so sooner or later it's going to get sore. So what you've got to do, Mike, is try and prevent your lumbar spine, your lower back, from being held in the position where it's stretched all day. So a couple of quick things you can do there is with your chair, you've been told to keep it up straight, right? Keep the back up straight.
Keep it straight, that's right, yeah.
You've been told that, yeah. Look, that's a bit of a myth. It's about a 200-year-old myth. What you're better off doing is actually tilting the backrest backward at about 20 degrees. Now, while we do that, and you probably found it, Mike, when you're lying, you haven't got much back pain, but when you sit, it gets worse. Does that sound like you?
The longer I sit, the worse it gets,
that's right. Lie down, it's not too bad.
No, I'm fine when I'm lying.
So what we want to do is make your sitting a little bit more like lying. So if you've got a big, tall backrest on your chair and you tilt it backwards, about 20 degrees is a maximum most people can get out of it, then you can kind of lie, put your upper back and lie into the backrest and take a lot of pressure off your lower spine. Now, a couple of quick other things. Try and make sure your bottom is fully pushed to the back of the chair. Don't let it slide forward. Or then if you can imagine your back will be like a sort of a hammock hanging in the middle. And again, you'll be stretching and stretching and stretching that disc all day. Okay, now the third thing you've got to think about is something behind your lower back to keep the inward curve in it. Okay, when you're standing, you've got an inward sort of curve in your lower back, the hollow of your back. When you sit, that curve tends to get reversed. You can get a towel and roll it up into a tight cylinder, or maybe go to a physio or someone like that and buy a custom-made little roll. Keep that in behind your lower back. That'll stop that flexing outward curve, keep it curved in a little bit. And between all those measures, fingers crossed, your back won't hurt as much.
All right, good.
All right, I'll try that.
Give it a go, Mike.
Okay.
You can only try, mate. Thank you very much. 13 13 32, our number, John Perry, a qualified physiotherapist, our special guest. Karen, good afternoon.
Hi, I'm wondering if you can help me.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, in 1988, I had a fall. Someone took a chair away from me to sit down, being a gentleman. I didn't see it, and I fell on tiles.
Ouch, yeah.
And I went to the doctor, and he said to me, do you want x-rays? And I said, no. I was fit as a fiddle, and unbeknown to me, I was 6 weeks pregnant. So I'm glad I didn't have the x-ray.
Right.
But the pregnancy was horrific. Oh. In 88, we found out that I fractured my coccyx.
Right.
I went to a chap who was...
Sorry, you went to a...
A doctor who was the head of the AMA at the time.
Right.
And he said to me, oh, look, you don't need your coccyx. We only need it when monkeys and we used to swing from tree to tree. We cut it off.
Right.
And silly me didn't get a second opinion because he was apparently the best in business. So he cut it off. So for the past 20 years, I've been on Ordine, OxyContin, Panadine Forte, and everything,
right.
And I've been to see everybody you can think of.
All the way back from when you fell on the floor 20 years ago.
Yeah, sorry?
You're still in that sort of pain all the way from 20 years ago.
It's worse. And I have a complete gym at home. I also have a chair that makes me swing completely upside down, and I hang.
Right, does that help it?
It does, because it stretches, and then it apparently gets all the fluids in between the vertebrae, the disc.
The disc, yeah.
That helps, but the pain, I wake up in the... I also have a thing above my bed, like a little triangle that I pull myself in the morning, because when I wake up in the morning, my hips are locked and I can't move.
Right.
And the pain's horrific, and I don't know where to go anymore.
Look,
I'm only 54.
Sorry, 54?
Yeah.
Okay, look... Just touching back on your coccydectomy, which is the fancy name. Ectomy after anything means having it cut out.
Yeah.
Now, the coccyx is a little tiny bone. It used to be a tail, as your doctor said.
Yeah.
So your doctor's right, we don't actually need them. And for a while there, and you were in the era where they were doing it, it was quite a semi-common operation. People had pain in the coccyx to cut them out.
Yeah.
Now, what they found after a few years, and they looked back on the data, was that 75% of people, even though they didn't have a coccyx, were still getting pain in it.
Mm. Well, I was told that women actually can fracture it in childbirth and it can heal. And he never told me that.
Look, it's hard to say specifically, but suffice to say, yes, even though you haven't got a coccyx, your coccyx can still hurt.
Mm.
Now, what they've found since is that your spinal cord, okay, which is a bit that goes from your brain and runs all the way down the middle of your spine,
yes,
okay, is covered by this thick sac called your dura, D-U-R-A.
Yeah.
Imagine it looks like a big tadpole, okay, so you've got your brain and then the spinal cord. Now, at the bottom, that's got to attach somewhere, and that dura sort of tethers in and around your coccyx.
Mm.
Now, what can happen if you're very unlucky is that in the fracture, in the subsequent pain you had, the pregnancy, the surgery, everything else you've done, your dura has got caught somewhere in there with scar tissue. And now it's very hard for it to get free and let go. Look, I'm only guessing because I haven't examined it. How do you go touching your toes? Can you bend forward and touch your toes?
I can't even prop the toilet seat in the morning.
Yeah, well, just say it when you're feeling
right now, I can get as far as my knees.
As far as your knees, yes. So that's another reasonably common symptom of a very tight dura. It's just kind of a covering of a nerve, if you like. So, look, it's a little too difficult to describe
over the phone, yeah.
But I think if you found a good physio who could look at your neural link, the length of your nerves, seems to be what I found helps people with the dural tethering, to give it its fancy name, the most.
All right.
And from there, some stretches and maybe a bit of work, hands-on work on your lower back, fingers crossed, will help.
All right. Well, a physiotherapist, a port of call for you, Karen. Sorry to hear about all of that. So wish you well with the physio there. We'll take some more calls with John Perrier. Keith, good afternoon.
Hello, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, well, thank you.
I drive a forklift. You know, we usually do 10 to 12 hours a day. The first 3 or 4 hours of my day, I'm driving up and down a ramp in and out of trucks. Now, after 2 or 3 hours, I'm usually pretty knackered, tired. It shakes me around a hell of a lot going up and down the ramp because you've got to do it at speed to get up there because it's an old ramp, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just wondering if that could be doing damage to my spine.
Look, I guess it could. I mean, is your back hurting after these sessions of driving the forklift?
What was that, sorry?
Did your back actually hurt at the end of a day's work?
It's sore. I usually get sore around the back, the legs, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, look, again, like even though you're in a forklift and not sitting in a chair, some of the advice gave the fella earlier that was, I think he said he was an accountant,
yeah,
will apply to you as well. So it's sitting, a forklift hopefully has been designed with a nice ergonomic, meaning a chair that's good for you to work in for a long period.